The key word is downtown headquarters. They are not leaving the 716 area code. They are not leaving downtown Buffalo. But they are, their lease is due to expire in 2015 over Keats Center. They are doing what any responsible tenant would do, which is go out and check, see what's out there. There are various possibilities. They could, A, stay put. They could move to a new downtown location. Or, C, they could build their own building and become a tenant in their own building. We're talking about potentially 110,000 square feet. And Delaware North employs 350 people right here in downtown Buffalo, besides the fact that they're a global company, $2.6 billion in sales last year, probably $3 billion this year. That's the type of company that you want to keep in your neighborhood. Their roots are here. They were founded here almost 100 years ago. You move, you whatever they want, you give them.
I was going to ask that. Will there be or is it expected that there will be certain types of public concessions to help this move along?
I'd be shocked if there wasn't.
Moving on, then. Let's talk about something where we most certainly know there are going to be huge public concessions, and this is involved with that Webster Block sale, which is forthcoming. You know, it sounds like both proposals are very strong. We hear the mayor say that himself.
Repeatedly.
Repeatedly, and he's going to have to split the difference here and make somebody unhappy. What are your thoughts?
Well, the decision I'm hearing will be made sometime this week. The mayor would like to have the sale of the Webster Block on the council's agenda when they meet the first week in September. So logistically, he has to file that with the Common Council, I believe, by this coming Friday, if my logistics and my sequencing is correct. Again, two very tough choices. You have the Sabres, $123 million privately funded proposal anchored by two rinks. Not big rinks, more like what you see like at the Northtown Center in Amherst. A hotel and some retail and stuff like that, underground parking. You also have Carl Paladino, who's proposing a very impressive building himself, about 11 stories. It'll include 42 very upscale apartments, some office space, interestingly 110,000 square feet, which is the same amount that Delaware North seems to be looking for. We can maybe draw our own conclusions.
Interesting.
Maybe.
You just spent some time with the lieutenant governor, was in town for something, and this is a delicate scenario that the state government's getting involved in here over near the Peace Bridge. Give us some details.
What the lieutenant governor announced was the state is going to buy the long-vacant Episcopal home property. They're going to demolish most of the property. They are going to keep the Hutchison Chapel, which is a church that goes back to the late 1800s. That's not going to be destroyed. That's going to be renovated and reused for some sort of religious purpose to be determined. Ultimately, I think the end game is to get the duty-free shop off the Peace Bridge Plaza over to where the Episcopal home property is, over where Busty and Jersey and Niagara all sort of come together, which will then free up the plaza, which will hopefully free up the congestion so the trucks and cars can go through quicker. Because as we all know, and everyone agrees, the trucks idling on the Peace Bridge are leading to some medical concerns in the Lower West Side, asthma with young children. The good news is the Peace Bridge is the second busiest crossing between U.S. and Canada. The bad news for the neighborhood is because there's so much traffic, there are some health issues. This will help break some of the logjam. And I think ultimately at the end of the day, we're still heading towards the route down the road for a second Peace Bridge span, which is needed. As Brian Higgins likes to say, the Peace Bridge, which carries so much trade and traffic between the two countries, has three lanes. The Grand Island bridges have four lanes.
Are certain carriers avoiding the Peace Bridge because of the congestion?
Yes. Some are using the Lewis and Queenston. Some are going over to Detroit, Windsor, or Blue Heron. There are other Peace Bridge, there are other U.S.-Canada crossings, and lest anyone forget, there's an agreement in place between Windsor and Detroit to build what amounts to a second Ambassador Bridge. The money that's being spent on that, especially from the Canadian side, is money that really, if we hadn't been dragging our feet, could have been spent here in Western New York and Southern Ontario on building the new span between Fort Erie and Buffalo.
Well, Jim Fink, you dive into it deep every time we get you. Thanks very much for joining us here on Press Pass.
Thank you. We'll see you next month.